district officials say for FY16, Brandywine has lost a combined $1.4 million in revenue it previously received in property taxes from AstraZeneca, Chemours, and Evraz Steel, and they expect these losses to continue into FY17. Brandywine School District Finance Committee member Charles Landry says the closing of one of AstraZeneca's sites was the biggest blow.
When AstraZeneca, just by taking down that one building, cost the school district $1 million a year. Now, that doesn't count taxes that were lost when employees leave the area. Those are losses.
Brandywine CFO Scott Kessel says the district also lost $300,000 from Chemours and $100,000 from Evraz Steel. These losses are part of the district's reason for taking its tax referendum to voters a second time May 17th. A first attempt was shot down narrowly in March. But James Butkowitz, chair of the University of Delaware's Department of Economics, says Brandywine's situation may not be as dire when you look at the bigger picture.
So J.P. Morgan has bought part of the AstraZeneca campus, and they're planning on bringing jobs in. So while the losses in the Brandywine School District certainly are immediate, the longer-run prospect may be brighter because of the jobs coming into the district.
J.P. Morgan Chase estimates it will bring 1,800 jobs to Delaware by 2019. However, Landry and Kessel say Brandywine can't count on income from those jobs at the moment. And with recent news of AstraZeneca possibly moving out of its Fairfax location entirely, Brandywine officials say there's reason to be concerned what the future may hold. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.